This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
877-881-1053. Could the XFL actually overcome any of the DFW sporting teams we have here? Could the Dallas Renegades become more important than the Dallas Cowboys? Kevin?
Well, okay, not the Cowboys aren't the team that jumped to mind.
Oh, okay. 877-881-1053. Do you think the Renegades can overtake? And this, again, I will stand firmly on this. I believe this is B-level football, and I believe everybody else agrees on that. Kevin buys in on the idea that it's football, so it's going to be good.
Yep.
Like it's just because, or it's going to be football, and that's all that matters.
Yes, I do agree with that.
And I know whenever we whenever we talked to Colby about this, Colby was like, it's a Dallas team. It's my team. I love my teams. And so I'm going to support a Dallas team no matter what. And I support it. I get it. But I'm not, like, I'm just not in because it's the quality of it I feel is going to be different.
Okay.
I am interested, though, in some of the rules changes. Some of the rules changes are kind of cool. Like,
oh, yeah.
Some of their rules are pretty.
We've done that.
Yeah, no, but I'm just interested in
just
seeing how it works.
Which one is it, the kickoff or is it the extra point? Like, which one has got you?
Is it the double pass? Is that what it is?
Yes, as long as you're behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
All right. See? So you're kind of in.
That's something I'm interested in seeing how they take advantage of that.
What about the fact that Yard Barker has this listed in the power rankings as number one?
Are you kidding me? We're
no
the number
way.
One team, Shippy. Nice. Already?
Already. We're favored by 10 points this weekend.
Oh, I'm gambling on that.
Dude, so I heard Choppy this morning.
That's your fault that I know that, by the way.
And they stay there. I heard Choppy talking about this morning. He was like, dude, if you can learn the XFL, you are going to clean house.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas. He said, just like the WNBA. If you know the WNBA, you can clean up. And I was like, you need to talk to Reggie because Reggie knows the WNBA
God,
better than anybody I know. Y'all need to take advantage of that money.
Okay. From the 214, they might pass FC Dallas. From the 972, they could overtake the Sidekicks. Got to throw the Mesquite Outlaws in there. And possibly pass FC Dallas. From the 972, college football is B-level football. We like college, right? That is an interesting take on that.
My bad. Should I say C-level football then?
So you think this is worse than college football? You do not. Okay.
I think the money spent on the franchises will not be like, I mean, you're seeing they converted the old Rangers stadium.
All right, so I want to test something.
All these colleges have their own stadiums.
Dallas Renegades play the let's say they play Texas. Who are you picking to win?
UT?
Yes.
Texas.
Okay. Dallas Renegades play like Montana State. Or ULALA or something like that.
I think ULALA could stand a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weren't they trying to get away from the being called ULALA?
Oh, yeah.
Like they were like, hey.
No, sorry, I'm not part of the marketing board or anything like that. So do you think they would beat Missouri?
Win.
All right. From the 903, yeah. It's basically just pro wrestling with a ball, right? And that's one of the things. Is there, like, they even had a financial conference call just the other day. They are trying to move as far away from that notion as possible that they are related in any form or fashion to the WWE. Vince McMahon, obviously the chairman of the WWE, has put $500 million of his own money into this, but he said there will not be any crossover. So you don't think, and I've seen, like, people saying Allen Americans, the Dallas Wings. Do you think he could make a run at, like, the Stars?
No.
No.
Okay. Just, like...
Well, it depends on, like, what you... Like, are you considering this based on TV ratings? Are you considering it based on attendance?
Yeah, attendance to a certain degree. And I know attendance is kind of unfair because, like, the Stars are obviously always going to be capped at just under 20.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, theoretically, I don't think they have it configured for that just yet. But theoretically, you could put, what, probably 55,000 people in that stadium when you include the turf that you could take up.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think it's configured for that right now. So let's say it's configured for, I don't know, probably 20 to 30,000 people. If we can go off of, like, attendance percentage.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, like, if they're filling it 90 to 100%.
Yeah. Well, if they do that, then, yeah, they might. Well, I don't know. The Stars have been drawing pretty well this year. One thing that I just thought of is, you know, you just mentioned that they're the favorite, that, you know, Yardbarker has them winning the whole thing, the Dallas Renegades, that is. I wonder if it would kind of have that same impact that Vegas, when their first hockey team did super well in their first season, and now the Vegas Golden Knights is like a hot ticket. And I mean, it's a little bit different because it was the only professional sports team there.
But this is the
I wonder
only
if that
football
success
right now
out of the gate, yeah.
And that's,
if that would kind of capture some of that, you know, that fandom.
And that's what I think is because right now, obviously, you have the NHL regular season, you have the NBA regular season, but I think there's a reason that people count down to pitchers and catchers. And I don't think it's strictly because they focus just on how much they love baseball. Like, sure, that's a part of it, but that's like the next big thing that you have going. And this fills that gap perfectly, which makes me wonder, like, Dallas Renegades have two home games or whatever, and they win their first four overall games, and everyone says, hey, I had fun. Plus, that's the other thing. Don't rule out how much more inexpensive the Renegades are than the Stars, because I love the Stars, but those tickets ain't cheap. Like, they don't run the Mavericks $4 sale or whatever.
All right, here's something that's very interesting to me. Because you asked me, you know, my big concern is how seriously these guys are going to take it.
Like the players?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't look at Bob Stoops and say that I think that he's going to take it, like, not seriously, because that's just how he functions, right? Like, he's been at the highest level.
Sure.
He also took a $160,000 pay cut. He was, as a special assistant to the athletic director at OU, he was being paid $325,000 to kind of just show up.
Sure.
And he's now
job
making
for life sort of thing.
He's now making $162,000.
Okay.
And I don't know what the incentive is there. Now, maybe he's just like, I have money. You know, like, maybe that's the thing with him is he's like, I've made $5 million a year at OU as the head coach. I'm fine. Maybe that's the situation, but I'm trying to figure out what his incentive is other than pride. And that's what makes me actually think that there's going to, because he knows how to coach at the highest level, right? And the coaches that they have aren't a bunch of chumps that are just showing up, but they got to convince these guys that A, this could be a stepping stone, or B, this could be the greatest way to be on the ground floor of something that could change and rock what the NFL is. So I'm wondering what the motivation is for the players to play at elite level.
I think it's going to be getting back into the NFL.
And see, that's the problem, though. That's the problem for me. Until they can start stealing some recruits from college before they go off, and until then, which, Kevin, I think it's going to be a long, I think they are in for a long haul.
Yes.
Vince McMahon is not here just to be like, hey, we're out in a couple of years.
And you know the reason that you can tell that, not only because of the money he has invested, is because they already have TV. You realize they have a multi-network every game TV deal? Every single game for the XFL is going to be on television. That's smart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that they want to see it be a success. I just don't know that I'll ever say it was if it doesn't overcome the NFL.
Okay.
But that's because we've never seen anything, because the Super Bowl trophy we're conditioned that it means something, although it's just a trophy.
Would there be other metrics that would be successful? So let's say, I'm just going to use Bob Stoops because he's the coach of this team. Let's say they win two of the first three championships and he becomes the coach of the Jaguars.
Okay.
Like, is something like that, or some guy wins XFL MVP, makes it to the NFL, and makes the Pro Bowl? Like, are those metrics by which you'd be like, oh, dang.
Maybe. You know, but I think there needs to be some more stories, but they need to steal some guys. They need to make it look as if the league is growing into something that's on the same level, because they got to have the same kind of talent. Otherwise, it's just second tier waste talent that was wasted in the NFL.
Would you want to see kids?
Like, seriously, I do want to see. I want to see college players skirt it in the NFL and say, this is where the better money is going to be for my future.
What if they took straight out of high school?
Oh, man, no. I can't do that. Here's the reason. You go back and look, I don't think there's a single high school football player that's ready to go in the NFL.
Okay.
When I see, because they're kids, man, physically, their bodies are not conditioned for it yet. They're just not physically ready to go. You watch the difference between a kid that goes from college to the NFL workout program and how much bulk they put on just doing that. And man, it's even dramatically different just from high school to college. Imagine how much more you have to gain without, you know, going to college. And being in college is important for a football player. I'm not sure that it's that much of a difference for for basketball, because there's a different, like, speed can be such a big factor. But the physical build of a player, the strength that it takes to fight grown men, is completely different. Especially grown men that can bench 700 pounds.
So Trevor Lawrence was the example that I just kept using, but I guess that's probably not going to happen, because it would need to happen like right now. But I do wonder if they would be able to pick off one of those elite, like, college level players. Because that's what we talked about before. That's what made the USFL viable to a lot of people, is they picked up Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker had won the Heisman Trophy. And this is before people left college to go to the pros early. And then he was in the USFL. People wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Because they were like, I know who Herschel Walker is. I want to see that. So that's why I always use Trevor Lawrence as an example. You saw him win a championship and then make it to the national championship. If he went to an XFL team, people would be in.
But can they year over year make it financially more important to those players to go to, instead of going to the NFL, to go there? That's what they got to, at some point, they got to level that balance.
Like, they have to keep them for their whole career, you saying? Or
no, just to get guys to come, to get more players, to, instead of having that Herschel Walker be the face, to have multiple teams that have multiple players that are capable of being at the NFL, but they chose this instead. They got to be able to financially make it make sense for those players to choose it rather than, for me. And because I still think the NFL is the highest quality. And I don't think that what am I going to get? One quarterback that I get kind of interested to see? I can see that in the NFL.
And that is interesting. So I think people's bar for success for this is going to be different.
Or I can go watch baseball, you know? I still have pro, like, real legitimate pro sports.
But how many people don't feel that way? Like, how many people are like, I'm a football fan? Like, they're not a generalized sports fan. They're just like, I'm a football fan, and this level of football is better than baseball.
And this level of football is better than hockey.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I think the best at the best, that's what we want. The best at what they do, and these guys, to me, aren't the best. The guys that are playing hockey are the best at their hockey.
Sure.
And so that's what I want to see. But you're right. There might be people that are just football fans, and they're fine. And there are a lot of people, Kevin, that I think are Dallas fans. And so they're going to support whatever Dallas team is out there. And that's really like, man, since we're power ranked at number one.
This team goes 10-0 or 9-1 and makes it to the championship. People are going to jump in on that, I think.
Gosh, can you imagine if they won a championship before the Cowboys?
Oh, I'll bet on that. Who do you think is more likely to win championship first? Give me the Renegades.
Yeah.
Because of Stoops?
Well, no, because the Renegades are power ranked number one, and we've won nothing in 25 years. That's just basic logic right there.
Who do you want to win more, though?
I mean, obviously the Cowboys.
But if the Renegades win one,
be pretty cool to win the first one.
Yeah, the first one would be pretty awesome.
Then one day, when XFL 100 goes down, I might be on the wrong side
of history on this, but I feel like I would trade any number of Renegades championships for just one more Cowboys Super Bowl. So.
Wow. You're a Renegades hater.
Okay, please.
Here, you got to have the chance to start fresh, and you're just like, nope. support the Cowboys through and through.
I'll support the Renegades forever unless they lose to the Battle Hawks. Then I'm out.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.